At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Julio. What's up, Julio?
What's up, everybody? What's up, Fox?
He's sick. But you guys already knew that. Ah, shit. What's the background there? Bigfoot and Mothman 24. Yep. It's time to believe. All right. Where the hell did you find that?
I don't even know. But I was listening to Legs and Eggs today, and they brought up Hunter 2024. So I just felt it was appropriate. I need to make a Hunter 2024 one.
Did that just come out today? The Legs and Eggs?
Yes.
I was going to say, because I didn't see it. Only time I listen to podcasts at work. So I'll probably check it out. Well, shit. We're off all next week, dude.
Damn.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit. But, yeah. Anyway. All right, what's up, everybody? So, what else was I going to talk about? All right, so I'm out here in the garage. I got the fucking heater on, dude. It's, summer is over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got a cold or whatever you got. What do you got going on?
Hold on. Lisa's calling me.
All right. Pause it. All right. All right, we're back. Tell us what that was about, Julio.
My daughter's got homecoming tonight, and my wife took her, and she sent me pictures, and she was calling to tell me that she was at the dance. And I think that that's implied when you take somebody to a dance. But she rang me up twice. She rang me up twice. I thought maybe something happened.
Right. I get it. Nah, man. Yeah. Family first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to check it out. You got to make sure everything's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was trying to get on the list to chaperone the dance and surprise her today, but I couldn't because I'm sick.
Right. I'm surprised they got chaperones. What school is that? Is that a high school?
Yeah, it's in Sylvania.
Huh. All right. Let's start off with a clip. All right. Ronald Reagan, I think.
story about a woman who walked into a bridal shop one day, told the sales clerk that she was looking for a wedding gown for her fourth wedding. Well, the saleswoman asked, just exactly what type of dress are you looking for? A long, flowing white dress with a veil, she responded with assurance. Not totally convinced, but afraid to offend the woman, the sales lady said, you know, dresses of that nature are usually more appropriate for brides who are being married for the first time, for those a bit more innocent, if you know what I mean. Well, the lady retorted and put her hand on her hip. I do know what you mean, and I can assure you I'm as innocent as the rest of them. Despite all my marriages, I remain as innocent as any first-time bride. Well, you see, my first husband was a dear, sweet man. It was a terrible tragedy, actually. All the excitement of the wedding was simply too much for him, and he died as we checked into the hotel on our wedding night. I'm sorry to hear that, said the clerk. But what about the others? Well, my second husband and I got into a terrible fight in the limousine on the way to our wedding reception. We haven't spoken since and got the marriage quickly annulled. What about your third husband? Asked the store clerk. Well, the woman replied, he was a Democrat. And every night, for 4 years, he just sat on the edge of the bed and told me how good it was going to be. Sorry, I just...
Ah, shit. Good old Ronnie Reagan.
That was good.
Yeah. And the thing is, man, he was a Democrat his whole life. Just like Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trump was a Democrat most of his life. And they were also, you know, like, I don't want to say Trump's a movie star, but they were both involved in Hollywood and all that type of shit. I'm going to say Ronald Reagan did a pretty good job when he was in office.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that in the 80s. I think we did it last episode. Thomas Sowell.
Yeah.
Was going to join his administration, which proved to come out to be false, but it would have been really cool for the civil rights establishment.
Right.
And the NAACP officials called him a house N-word.
Oh, Uncle God. Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about fucking peer pressure, man. Fuck that.
Yeah.
If anybody that's got any fucking integrity, they don't give a fuck about groups like that. I welcome any 20 motherfuckers to come fucking question me. I tell them to suck my dick. All of them. The same time.
But so I was reading this article that Elon Musk, one of his companies, is coming out with this device from Neuralink that will enable people that have lost both eyes and their optic nerves to see.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, so like somebody posted a picture about it looking like Geordi from Star Trek.
I don't know who that is, but I can imagine.
It's the guy from Reading Rainbow.
You talking about Kunta Kinte?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, like yeah. That. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Kunta Kinte.
Dolby.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, hold up.
That's
hold up.
Fucking it.
I got to pop. All right. I'll tell you what, man. When fucking winter comes, I ain't got to worry about it. I had this heater on. Motherfucker's beating right down on the back of my fucking neck. It's hot as fuck in here. I can't do it. All right. All right. So when I was in the Army, right, there was this dude that...
Are we recording?
Yeah, I've been recording.
Okay.
There was this dude in my platoon that got addicted to eye drops. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, so what happens is he just kept, I mean, every so often he would just fucking put eye drops in his eye, and so his eyes stopped lubricating themselves. And they became, when we would be out in the field, he would run out of eye drops, because we would go out to the field for like two, three weeks at a time. And he would run out of eye drops, and his shit would just fucking dry up like sandpaper.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he would tell the sergeants and shit, like, hey, my eyes hurt. And they're like, shut the fuck up. And so when we got back, he had to go to sick call. And they told him he was addicted to fucking eye drops, and he had to stop.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy shit, man. You got to let your body do its own thing. You know what I mean? Just like fucking... I've talked about it before, like all these pharmaceuticals and shit. Like, I can't remember if I talked about it, but I had a wisdom tooth pulled, and they gave me an subscription for antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm not taking no antibiotics unless I need it, right? So I had this huge fucking hole in my mouth. Well, your mouth is the worst fucking place to fucking for bacteria and shit. You know what I'm saying? I should have known better, but I didn't. So I just fucking went to work and shit, walking around with this giant hole in my fucking mouth. And next thing I know, I had this fucking throbbing pain in my fucking cheekbone. From my mouth all the way up to my fucking cheekbone, the whole half side of my face, dude. And so I kept the prescription, I finally went and got it filled and took it, and it fucking went away. But I'm just saying, man, when you think you know better than everybody else, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I think in that case, you know, like, I think we often forget how many nerve endings we have in our mouth. Like, every tooth has a fucking nerve ending, and we have, I forget how many of them, but it's I think it's 2-3 to 5 multiples of 10, so between 30 and 50 or something like that, and they're all fucking wired to your brain. And right. And yeah, that's why everything fucking hurts so bad when it comes to the mouth.
Yeah.
That's why the mouth, that's like, if you don't take care of your mouth, you know, like, it can affect your heart. It can affect your whole fucking system. It's insane. That's the input, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. The input in terms of any other source of, from anywhere else. I mean, our brain gets input from other sources, but it doesn't bring in bacteria, like, literally into our bodies. But going back to the antibiotic, I don't really dig the vaccines. I think some of it is made up. But with penicillin grows on bread. Penicillin grows on grain. It's something nature made that they were able to figure out that actually helps alleviate some of the issues we have. So I think... I'm not afraid of antibiotics. I'll take them. They do their job.
I'm not afraid of them. I don't want to take them unless I need them. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'll wait for the pain to come a little bit. Sometimes maybe too long. Right? But.
Nah. Yeah. Fuck mouth pain, man.
Yeah. But talking about, like, fucking nerves in your face and shit. I don't know if I ever told you guys. So my last fight was in December of 2008, right? It was in, I think it was in Indiana. All right, and the dude that I fought was a cop. He was a cop in Indiana, big black dude. And I only been thumbed in my eye twice. And I fought this guy twice. And he thumbed me in my eye both fucking times. And the first time, my eye swelled shut, and the referee was like, "Hey, open your eye." I said, "I am opening my eye." And so he waved it off. You know, after it was like the beginning of the third round or some shit, because I couldn't open my fucking eye. And then my very last fight, he thumbed me in the eye so fucking bad that they didn't stop it, because he wound up fucking knocking me down and I didn't get up. That was the only time I never got up from a knockdown. Well, okay, two times. That was the second time. One time I got...
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like... Wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call... Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Knocked out cold. That time, I just couldn't fucking get up. And after that, I'm like, all right, I'm too old for this shit. Fuck this. That was my last fight. But he thumbed me in the eye so fucking bad that all the shit in my face is like mixed up. Like if I'm eating... It looks like I'm sweating because my fucking, you know, like my saliva glands are coming out of my fucking cheek. I don't know. I can't explain it. But my nerves and shit are all fucked up in my face, and I have no feeling in the left side of my face. You know what I mean? So
it's fucking. You didn't have a stroke?
No, I didn't have a stroke. Nah, man, it's just all my fucking nerves in the left side of my face are fucked up.
So I got bit by a dog a Christmas or two ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And I had to I spent Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at the hospital getting my shit fixed up, a bunch of fingers that I lost my nerve endings on. But it's really funny. So now that I'm working with the feds, they keep asking me, "Are you sure you're not left-handed?" 'Cause I don't know what the fuck it is, dude, but my left hand has like more dexterity. It has more accurate analysis. I really don't know what it is, because it's not a feel thing. It just kind of like works out. And It's really weird. Like, people are like straight up honestly asking me, are you left-handed? And I'm like, no, I'm right-handed. They're like, so why are you doing it with your left hand? And I'm like, because it's easier. So I don't know. Nerve endings are weird.
Right. This is the worst episode ever. I just turned this fucking heater off, dude, and I'm still fucking sweating. I'm about to open the garage door.
That way you won't look like the, what did I call you earlier? Oh, the Wizard of Oz. You look like the damn Wizard of Oz.
All right.
You just see like a little bit of your face. Hey, so I wanted to share, I don't know if you heard this. I know we've been sharing some good, some songs lately that are pretty funny. But I found this one to be kind of funny. Hold on one second.
It's not copyright, is it?
No, this is an unknown person. But it's fucking funny as hell, dude.
I can't hear you.
What?
Can't hear nothing.
Okay. I know what it is. I'm sorry.
You were busting my balls.
Yeah, I always got to.
Is this the first day of kindergarten or what?
Damn. All right, here we go. I remember now why. Because they changed the fucking, the way it's set
right,
up.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, the share audio button's on a different spot.
And nobody knows Cash like I do, by the way. We love Cash. I am the most popular guy. That's why they want me to die. They took their shot and my polls went higher. I stood up in the line of fire. I stood up in a sniper's line of fire. I went down, 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 and my fist went up higher. And we said, fight, fight, fight. The line of fire. The line of fire.
Dancing like Trump.
Yeah. This audio sucks, dude. I can't hardly. You got to start using Instagram.
It's really sweet. The left will taste defeat. Comrade Kamala, such a clown. And that is why we're going to take her down. I stood up in a sniper's line of fire. I went down, down, down. Then I raised my fist up higher. And I said, fight, fight, fight. The line of fire. The line of fire. And we'll fight, fight, fight. The line of fire. Thank you.
I don't know why that audio is bad on fucking X, man.
On X?
Twitter.
It was on YouTube.
Oh. Well, maybe it's just your computer. All right, let me see.
Now you always talk shit about my audio. It's all good. I'm used to it.
No, I'm serious. It wasn't great.
I'm serious too.
All right. Julio, you might not like this one. This is a black Vietnam vet talking shit. This is back in the 70s. Let's see.
First you tell us that it is manly to keep your word. All right, if you are a man, you keep your word. And now all of the black people in this country are demanding, and even the black people in the whole world are demanding, is that you keep your word. You told us we were free. Well, then show us that we're free. You told us that there is justice, equality for all in this country. Well, then stick to your word and let us see the justice and equality for all. Or else admit to us that you're not a man. You're a worm. You're afraid of us. You're afraid to give us equal stand. You're afraid that if you give us equal ground, that we will match you and we will override you. And if that's what you're afraid of us, then tell us that just what you're afraid of. But don't keep hiding it from us and holding this up to us. And every time we ask you for something, you give us a little bit of something. And it's all tokenism. We don't want tokenism. And there are most black men in this world that don't want charity. And yet still every time we ask you for something, you give us a little piece, a little piece. You're playing games with us. We're not children. We're big men. I've seen my father have to put up with all kinds of stuff. He was a big man. He raised a family. He went down south and he had to go around to the back door with his wife. We're not asking for anything. We're not asking for any favors. All we want is what's ours. Now, there are many black veterans. First, you tell us that it is...
What's the message?
He was basically saying that... I guess he still felt like they weren't free.
No, that's still the same shit today.
Yeah, that was the 70s, man. So you're talking about 50 years ago.
Mm.
What do you think?
I mean, I think that it doesn't have anything to do with color. I think that the higher ups only do give us a little piece, and it's equal across the board, regardless of what race and color you are. I just think some people choose to be more victimized than others in their own heads.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. You're right. That's a good
point. I was just talking about this with the feds the other day, that I've never experienced racism, that I've had a lot of great opportunities given to me by people that one would expect with that kind of like mentality or rhetoric or thinking would treat me differently. I mean, even something as simple as, you know, getting to test drive that Cybertruck by a random stranger on the streets. It all started with me being respectful to him, and he gave me a great opportunity. That's the way it's always been. You know, this whole victimization, you know, like you can't fucking follow directions. Like that football player from the Miami Dolphins.
Tyreek Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. All they asked him was, hey, can you lower the window? To object to something that small. I mean, we all work at jobs and we have to listen to somebody.
Right.
And especially if you're in customer service and you're asking for something so simple and so basic, and people put up a big fucking wall to get in the way of you accomplishing pleasing them and giving them what they want. And it's like, damn, I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch the whole tape, but I didn't know that he didn't want to roll his window down. That's some fucking... Mary shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really being a pussy.
Yeah, he was speeding. I mean, you're going to get pulled over. I mean, any common sense person who would have any sense of remorse or accountability would comply. It's plain and simple. Hey, I fucked up. Sorry. You caught me speeding. What's the point of fucking arguing that?
Right.
Like, if I stabbed a motherfucker and I know I'm going to either go to jail for the rest of my life or get the death penalty, I might consider fucking stabbing a cop. but other than that, I mean, why? Just fucking comply.
Yeah, that reminds me. Now, when I got taken in, I did comply. And nobody really knows what I'm talking about yet. And it's getting dragged out a couple more weeks. But here in a couple weeks, everything will be... I'll make everything available about what happened, but... All right, I got to get another beer. Hold on. All right, we're back. I'm sorry, I had to fucking take my socks off, man. Had this fucking heater on in the garage. Now, for the long time... And I had to grab a beer. And... For the long-time listeners, you know that my fucking pipes froze the 1 year, and that's why I got this heater, but it's stupid because you can't keep it on when you're not down here anyway. But now I got one, and I'm going to tell you what, it's fucking 60-something degrees out. I don't know what the fuck I even turned it on for. I was damn near sweating. I had that motherfucker beating down on the back of my neck.
Why was it on, dude?
I don't know. I don't know if...
Should have just worn a hoodie or something if you were cold.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. All right, we got a voicemail. Let's see here. No. Get the fuck out of the way. I hate when these boxes pop up. Get the fuck out of my way, bitch. Now, that's a missed call. Wait, what the fuck is going on now? Oh, I got it on the wrong box. All right, here we go.
Sorry, program.
Yeah, sorry, people. It's amateur hour. It's amateur.
Sorry, sorry, AI.
All right. You ready?
Forgive Fox AI.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's Clem Stump. I'd like to let Julio know I'm not hot.
I've been sharing. What are you talking about? You're telling me you couldn't hear it?
Yeah, I don't see anything being shared.
For Christ.
Yeah,
dude, I never stopped fucking sharing the last thing I shared. Hold on. Let me take it back to the beginning.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not playing it right now. Listen. Listen.
Right now. But I was high last night.
Nope.
When I found out Eric Adams.
All right, I'm going to stop sharing, then I'm going to start sharing again, see if it fixes it.
All right. There we are. It looks normal now.
Yeah, hey, guys.
How's that?
Clem Stump.
I was sharing the first time, you piece of shit.
I'm not high right now. But I was high last night when I found out Eric Adams got indicted on federal bribery charges. And then I listened to his statement, and I just wanted to call to suggest to you guys, if you haven't listened to his statement from last night, it's really, I mean, it's up there with the Hunter Biden water slide video, really. It's art. You know, he's mine and Poopa's like favorite clown, Blade Runner 2.0, his snowplow system, you know, sees the man. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying. I probably make more sense when I am high. Anyways, like, that was it. That's why I called Eric Adams. I'm still supporting him for president 2024. Fuck the federal charges, you know. The guy, you know, fuck. It's Eric Adams.
All right. Thanks, Clem. Good to hear from you again.
That was perfect.
You know anything about this Eric Adams clip? I didn't hear nothing about it.
Yeah. He's the guy from New York that was.
He's a prosecutor, right? Or am
I? No, he was the mayor. I want to say. And he got indicted or accused of some backhanded things, I guess.
All right. I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
You don't know much about it, I'm guessing.
I do know a little bit about it. I mean, I'm just confirming before I open my mouth. You know, we do this like off the cuff. You know, like we don't communicate ahead of time what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, right.
So
I know.
There's no chance to research or anything and be prepared.
I mean, you can if there's something you want to talk about.
Yeah, but
when, this when is a fucking voicemail. How are we supposed to know about that?
Well, you could have heard the voicemail and said, hey, this was brought up, or shared the voicemail. That way I could have heard that it was brought up, and that way we could have talked about it.
Sounds like you're bitching. You sound like a woman. All right, here. I don't know what this is saying. I'm going to just play it.
Good evening. I'm Byron Pitts in New York. We have breaking news this evening. New York Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted by a
New
federal
York
grand
Mayor,
jury.
You're right.
According to sources familiar with the matter, let's go straight to senior investigative correspondent Aaron Kontursky on the phone with the very latest. Aaron, what can you tell us?
Byron, we just heard a statement from Mayor Adams saying, I always knew that if I stood my ground for New Yorkers, that I would be a target, and a target I became. If I am charged, I am innocent, and I will fight this with every ounce of my strength and spirit. A statement of defiance a moment ago from Mayor Adams to ABC News after word came that he has been indicted by a federal grand jury in New York Byron, this follows a 10-month investigation into corruption. It began with an investigation into the mayor's fundraising from his 2021 campaign and whether his campaign took illegal foreign money, particularly from Turkey, in exchange for official favors by Eric Adams. And the investigation has more recently ballooned into a broader corruption inquiry involving some of his top deputy mayors and others in his inner circle.
Aaron, we all recall that months ago, I think, authorities seized his phone and members of his administration. Is this part of that investigation?
It is, and it was a highly provocative step back in November when federal agents stopped a vehicle outside an event where the mayor had been speaking. They asked his driver to step aside. Federal agents got in the car with him. And at that point, seized his electronic devices that were on his person. The mayor subsequently turned over other electronic devices. And in more recent weeks, the feds have raided the homes of two deputy mayors. They've seized the phone of the police commissioner, the school's chancellor, both of whom have resigned. It's not immediately clear whether anyone else has also been indicted along with the mayor, but a number of people in his top echelon of the administration had become subjects of the investigation.
Give us some context about this. These are federal charges against the sitting mayor of the largest city in the United States, New York City. How significant is this and how deep will this go, do you think?
New York has a long and storied political history, some of it rife with corruption, Byron, but never before has a sitting mayor ever been charged with federal crimes. Mayors have been charged after they've left office, like Rudy Giuliani most recently, because of his entanglements with former President Trump. But a sitting mayor of New York has never been charged with a crime until now. Adams has stacked his administration with a number of loyalists, with people who he has known from his days as a police captain, a number of high-profile individuals, including his chief counsel, had advised him that perhaps he wanted to jettison some of those people, but he has always remained steadfast and loyal. He has said he has done nothing wrong, and he has known of no wrongdoing in the ranks of his administration. Federal.
All right, I'm switching it to him speaking about it. I was getting a little bit bored. He's walking up to the mic. Come on, you piece of shit.
How are you feeling this morning?
Can you comment on Ingrid Lou and your right?
I'm really excited about today with this historical church here. I grew up in this neighborhood, and I know how important Allen, the greater cathedral, is for this community. And I look forward to Pastor Green being the head of this church. And right now, the power of prayer. And so I do a lot of praying, and I'm looking forward when I leave here to go on and continue to do what I do, moving our city forward. That is what needs to take place now. But today is Pastor Green's day.
What about the resignations going on?
Okay. I don't know if that's what Clem was talking about or not. But
I think there's another video after he got... after he went to court that she was talking about.
Play. You want to share it? Or you want me
no,
to?
I ain't looking for it.
Let's see. I'm looking.
Here we go. It's like 20-some minutes long.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
To me, it's not even worth it. I mean, he's got... It's funny because he's got... I'll play it in the background for anybody watching. Hold on.
I think my wife's running the fucking sweeper upstairs. By the way, this is not a forefathers episode. It's right now it's 7:52 p.m. September 28, 2024.
All right. Well,
yeah, so he's having this conference and there's all these black leaders behind them, some dressed in, like, I really don't know what to call it, like ethnic
African
African dressage.
Yeah.
And there are people in the crowd, black themselves, saying, you know, that all his policies are anti-black, that he's a sham. And I think that's what she was alluding to, possibly. The hypocrisy.
In New York City? No. It couldn't be.
This is the guy that was bussing in immigrants, giving them hotels, giving them, you know, like credit cards, giving them cell phones.
What's
go against this?
I'll tell you what, these clips suck, dude. We got to figure something out.
I know, and I already told you, and you told me I was complaining like a bitch.
But didn't they fucking turn the Roosevelt Hotel into a fucking immigrant intake center? Is that New York City?
I don't know. I don't know where that is.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Is New York
City? All right, I just looked it up. The Roosevelt Hotel in New York City is an immigrant intake center that provides services to newly arrived asylum seekers and immigrants. Location: 45 East 45th Street, New York City, New York. Next to Grand Central Station. In case anybody, I doubt if we got any immigrant listeners, but just in case, that's where you can go if you need any free housing, and then you can sign up for your free check too.
You know, he's also connected to P. Diddy.
Eric Adams?
He gave P. Diddy the key to the city.
After he got butt fucked.
That's another connection.
You heard about Carl, right?
He was on vacation last time I heard.
Not that Carl. I'm talking about Carl.
Family Matters.
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
He was making too much noise, man. He was getting pounded. Did you hear that story?
Yeah.
What's his... Winslow. Carl Winslow.
Yeah. Reginald... something.
Apparently he's not comfortable with anal.
Yeah, he said he's never met Diddy or anything.
Oh, yeah? They got a hold of him and asked?
Yeah, he did like a whole thing talking about it.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, Reginald Vell Johnson. That's his name. But he went off and pretty much said, you know, you people need to get a life. Which I kind of agree with.
Oh, I get it. Like, people were saying I got butt fucked up and I didn't. I haven't.
Hey, do you have any response to this bizarre story that's circulating about Diddy? A guy named Goose Cannon told this story about you.
I don't know that man. I wish him well, though.
What's your message to those who are talking about it and actually think? What's your message to them, Goose Cannon? Life.
I mean,
yeah.
Who's going to admit that they got butt fucked, though? Really?
That's true.
I mean, come on.
But I mean, I
wasn't it some rapper that claimed he walked in on it or some shit?
Yeah, there's been a lot of, I don't know about rappers per se, but people involved with rappers that have said that. 50 Cent has been saying it for forever.
About Carl or just P. Diddy?
No. P. Diddy.
Oh, God. You remember Cat Williams.
Yeah.
He fucking went on about it for like a half hour. It's no surprise, but I'm just saying about Carl. or whatever his name is.
Yeah, no, I don't know if anybody's came out and said anything about him.
I'm not talking about our Carl, but he was he was up there hanging out with fucking male strippers and shit, so who knows? Maybe he experienced a little bit of that too.
Huh.
All right, we're back. Julio, you're out of character. You all right?
Yeah, I'm sick, man. I've been working and being sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly, so I'm off work for the next week. I'm so fucking tired of this bullshit. I'm about ready to fucking get me a rig and start going over the road, man. Then there won't be no podcast.
We'll take it on the road.
I don't know how the hell we're gonna do that, but I guess we can figure it out. Just can't wait to get back on the road again. Life I love is doing podcasts with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
On the chode again, like a band of gypsies.
What's a chode?
On the highway. It's a dick that's wider than it is longer.
Oh, you faggot. Now you got, why'd you have again? To throw that in there?
Because that's on the Legs and Eggs episode. I don't know who sings that on that episode, but man, I was like, why did you have to ruin such a great song for me?
Was it a dude?
I think it was Fupa.
Fupa, man. He always sings. I love that. He's. But I didn't need you to put that on this fucking podcast, dude. Come on.
They put us on their podcast.
Huh?
They put us on their podcast.
Yeah.
Fucking talking like.
Oh, yeah. Check out Legs and Eggs podcast, people. It's good.
Yeah, we they got us talking about the adult baby diaper spa. Smoking crack.
Wait a minute. They didn't get us on the adult baby diaper.
Yeah.
No.
I know we played it, but they did it like good editing on it.
Oh. Well, I don't know anything about that. Did I miss it?
Really?
What? What? What?
You know what? I think you might have a problem, Fox.
What kind of problem? That?
Drinking problem. But we both do. But it was that spa where people pay to go and like get treated like a baby and wear diapers.
No shit, Sherlock. We did a whole fucking episode on it.
Yeah. I know, but they
it's in fucking New England or some shit.
Yeah. It was funny though. I was listening to it on the way to work yesterday or today.
I don't know what to say with you, man. All right. I think you say I have a drinking problem. I think you fucking... I got an excuse. I fucking boxed for 20 years and I've been through two windshields with my head. What's yours?
I raised four kids that aren't mine. And they turn out to be great kids, so...
That's not an excuse, then. All right.
I know. Have you heard about these these kids fucking doing this galaxy gas shit?
No. Galaxy gas?
No. Yeah.
What is it?
So okay, so there's a company called Galaxy Gas.
Uh-huh.
And I remember seeing ads for them on Facebook and other shit. And they would say all these flavorful gases. And I was like, what the fuck is this about? So I looked into it, and it's pretty much like those whipped cream cartridges. Are you familiar with that?
Whippets.
Yeah.
You ever done Whippets?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. I got stories. Go ahead.
And so what this company does is it infuses them with flavor. So there'll be like a cotton candy one, a green apple. Shit like that the kids really, you know, like tie into.
Yeah.
But they are being marketed as being culinary tools. So now you can make whipped cream that tastes like key lime. Whipped cream that tastes like cotton candy. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Which makes sense. But they're not selling it for that purpose. I'm telling you, their advertisement to me from the get-go looked like they're trying to sell like some kind of drug.
Yeah, it's like a vape, basically.
Yeah. And so now you have to be 18 or older to buy it, which is good. But kids are taking this shit to class, trying to, you know, like earn an education, trying to learn something. And they're walking out of the classroom like more dumb than they came in.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and then the other thing, the other phenomenon that's happening is they're driving and doing this shit and filming themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have some experience with that, I mean, you can understand how.
Oh, shit, dude.
Cannot do that.
You fucking black out for at least a second or two. I remember me and my buddy Bill, we had to go to summer school. And Bill was driving. And so his cousin had to go to summer school too. So he was riding in the back seat. So me and Bill are in the front seat doing whippets. And his cousin didn't do drugs or didn't smoke, drink, none of that shit. The funny part is it's like the opposite of helium. It like makes your voice deep. Right?
Huh.
Yeah. So, like, after you hit a whippet, your voice gets deep. So, me and Bill are at a red light. And he's like, come on, dude. He's talking to his cousin. Come on, do it. His cousin's like, no, I don't want to. He's like, fucking do it. Right? And so, he hands it back to him, and he fucking hits it. And then he's like, hey. It's fun to do whippets. I don't know, man. It's just fucking goofy. But going back to P. Diddy, all right? And since I've been stuck on Cher for a while, let me know if you can't hear this, because this happened again.
My goal hear was it? To get this far in Hollywood right. and still have a virgin asshole. And I never had sucked a penis. That was my only goal. I'm quite likely to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times. Just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting a party. And you gotta tell him no. You gotta tell him no. I did. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you. That's why I can say them so freely. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is. T.G. Jakes, any of them. All lies will be exposed. That's all.
Are you not afraid about being blackballed again? These are some power people.
What do you mean again? These people are not powerful. Satan can't create anything. That includes blessings for his people. That's why, you know what the number one job of somebody that sold their soul in Hollywood is?
What?
Is to act like it didn't happen. They all do the same job. It's a cabal. It's a consortium. They rock with who they rock with, and they don't with who they don't. My goal was to get this.
Nice. Good job, Cat. Yeah. Good job protecting that asshole.
Have you seen the video of Tim Walz working on his truck?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, let me stop sharing. I want to see this. I know it's he so doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
It's such a, I don't know, it's so fake. Hold on.
To be able to work on this thing, all right, this thing, old school carburetor, you can always tell something about somebody's maintenance when how clean their air filter is. Look, to be able to work on this thing, you got a manual. It shows you exactly what to do to fix things on this. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have a manual, too. It's called Project 2025, and it's a way to stick it to the middle class, give tax cuts to the wealthiest. Look, they didn't give me a manual for this if you didn't plan on using it to fix your truck. They didn't create that Project 2025 just to have it set around as a doorstop. We know who these guys are. We know they got a playbook to rig the economy. Let's make sure it doesn't. And you can always tell, again, somebody, if they keep a clean air filter, they do good maintenance.
So he puts that. All right.
This
thing,
old school carburetor. You can all
back in without replacing it with a new one.
Well, it wasn't dirty, but.
Quit defending him, motherfucker.
He doesn't know what the fuck he was talking about. It was a commercial, dude.
Yeah, I know. That was my point.
All right. I got an Alex Jones. This is a shitty episode. You know what?
Too late.
Now you hear about the humanized mice that are part human, or salmon that are part grasshopper that grow twice as fast and kill all the real normal salmon. And just, folks, Tucker talks about aliens and absolutely stuff going on. The globalists are making aliens by mixing humans and other animals and insects and plants, and then they put them, they gestate them and use cow uteruses to grow them. This is going on everywhere. So it's like a breakaway whole civilization that's separate from us, the globalists have, with life extension technologies and cures to cancer and Parkinson's. But instead of giving us all the cures, they're keeping that for themselves, and they're just getting ready to wipe all us out so we don't even have access to that, whether you think of it as moral or not. But they even had, people didn't believe me when I talked about it when I was reading the documents, because we weren't on TV then. I'm reading this on air, and people are thinking that they weren't all getting MIT Quarterly. Then MIT, about 7 years ago, look this up, humanoid hybrid chimeras are gestating at facilities across the United States. And it goes on to say, part pig, part human, part cow, part human, so that they won't be rejected by the cows that are growing them. They then harvest the organs, they harvest the stem cells, and they've got facilities now with thousands of cows per facility with humanoids growing in them. And this is in the literature, and they don't like me because I go, here's the literature, but they won't let you on the basis. And let me tell you, with the spider goats 25 years ago, I call up one of the places in New York where they've got spider goats that are part spider, okay? And their milk makes body armor. And I get the head guy, a private contractor in the Pentagon. He's happy. Like, he comes on. 2 days later, he calls back. He goes, the Pentagon's really mad. They didn't even tell him it was classified. They're going to kill me if you don't take down that interview, okay? So you're hearing all this. Look up spider goats, 30-year-old stuff, okay? All of this, so as good as I tell you stuff is, it's also bad because there's a breakaway civilization that's really in like the year 2045, according to their estimates. They've already got way more advanced AI, everything else. But they can't get full control of the human population yet, because in an hour, if we wanted to tear up all the equipment and the AI systems and shut it down, we could. It's not that it's bad in of itself. It's how it's being deployed against us. That's why they've got to get rid of the farms and the ranches and the gardens and people knowing how to build things and do things. They've got to make us obsolete first, and then they're going to release the real bioweapons that kill the majority of people. That's why COVID was just a drill, they admit it was, to get us locked down. So when they release the real bioweapon, you just stay at home and die like you're supposed to. But we're not going to do it. And if they release the big bioweapon, we know who to go after, Bill Gates. We'll get you in your bunker. And Zuckerberg will bring you to justice legally and lawfully through the court system.
Well, you completely freaked me out. I got to say.
So, now you hear about the humanized mice that are part.
Yep. All right.
That shit's real, dude. I always say they put it in Hollywood movies or some sort of bread and circus so that when it happens, we say, no, that's just movie shit or a fairy tale.
Can you hear this?
Jeez. Why do you think fraternities have you screw sheep and all this and, you know, give guys blowjobs? That's why I never joined them. Because they want to come over and
go back. What? Say that again?
That's my Alex Jones clip, man. It's on here for life. uh, Jesse Peterson. All right, hold on. I got another one.
The Bible is definitely against gay people or gay marriage? Which one? I don't know.
It says that homosexuality is abnormal. And I mean, common sense, you don't even need the Bible to tell you that.
Okay.
You know, you have two guys going at it from behind, you know something's wrong, right?
I suppose it depends on your perspective, isn't it?
I mean, okay, you don't think anything wrong with that?
I think it happens in nature all the time. It happens with penguins, it happens with guys, it happens with women, who cares?
So you think that it's normal that two guys go at it from behind?
It depends on your definition. Normal, it happens in the normal world, absolutely, yes.
You think that's normal?
I think it's perfectly normal.
Would you ever do that?
I wouldn't, but that doesn't mean it's not normal.
If it's normal, why would you do it?
Because it's not my thing, Jesse.
Because it's not normal.
The Bible is definitely...
that was kind of funny. Wait a minute. Did I just see Charlie Sheen? You know I love Charlie Sheen clips. All right. Let's see here.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all
okay,
passion.
Your passion is coming off as erratic
right,
to people.
Right, well, you borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard.
What Some are saying that of? You're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow. And then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not going to happen. I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. If I'm bipolar, aren't there moments where a guy like crashes and like in the corner like, oh my God, it's all my mom's fault. Shut up. Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion.
Ah, I love that shit.
I'm ready to wrap it up.
How long we been going?
I don't know.
Hold on. I got your hero here.
And I've often said the happiest people and the most contented people that I've seen, and I know the very wealthy, I know the moderately wealthy, and I guess I know people a lot less than that, but the happiest people tend to be the people that are making a nice income, that really enjoy their life and their family life, and not the people of tremendous wealth that are constantly driven to achieve more and more success.
But when is enough enough? Obviously, there must have been a time, a point, when you knew that you would be secure for the rest of your life, your family, your relatives, whomever. Why do you go on?
Well, I go on really because I enjoy it. I really enjoy when I think about my business. I think about it literally 24 hours a day, and I really enjoy it. If I didn't, I will stop. There's no question in my mind that I'll stop, because I do understand it's all basically a game. We're all here to play the game, and we're all hopefully going to play it well, but some people obviously can't play it well, because if everyone played it well, you'd have a pretty unusual situation. But the game is being played now by me and by plenty of other people, and the people that enjoy it are the people that are going to win it, in my opinion. And I've often said the happiest people...
Well, there you go. So let's keep playing the game. Julio's ready to wrap it up. Keep playing the game, Julio.
Yep.
Like Donald Trump says. All right. So any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on Yahoo, Instagram, TikTok, all that shit. And tell your friends, you know, like, subscribe, and all that shit. All right? You got anything, Julio?
No. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good week. Don't get sick.
Yeah, Julio's sick, man. I recommend you to fucking drink a 40. Hey, it'll do you well. All right, get well, Julio.
All right, thanks, brother.
Yes.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call